I can remember a specific Thanksgiving where there was no money for food and where some service organization came by and delivered food to our house. My dad didn't want to accept it, but he felt like he had to. I remember what that did to him emotionally. And that drove enough pain inside of me that I thought to myself at that time, I don't want to ever have my family have to go through this, and I don't want to have to go through it myself ever again. I thought, someday I'm going to master financial success so I can not only help myself, but the people around me. And that was a driving force for my success in that area. I remember going to high school, and I was not a real popular kid, but I really loved people, and I loved being around them, and I wanted everybody to like me. And a lot of people did, but I wasn't the most popular kid in school. But, you know, I thought, someday I'm going to meet the most popular kid in school, and I'm going to find out what makes him so popular. He's probably one of the nicest, most warm, and genuine people you could ever meet. I remember the day I met this kid. He treated me like I was dirt. Like, how dare I enter his space? And I thought, how could somebody who's this rude be this successful in having people like him? And it made me want to study what makes people like other people. I remember looking around at people in relationships, people who've been married 5, 10, 15 years, who weren't just hanging out together. They still had that passion, that drive for each other. They really loved each other 100%. It's like they were newlyweds. And I thought, how come they can last 15 years and most people can't last 15 months? I remember one day going to my mother and saying, how come this is my fourth father? I'm just curious. And she told me an explanation that I didn't quite understand at the time. But I can tell you one thing, it motivated me to want to make relationships work. So out of all of these things, what happened for me in my mind is I said, look, I don't like the way my life is. I want to make it better. And so somewhere in my mind, I linked up that what I should do is study success. That if you want anything in life, you got to make it a study. If you want to be successful, you got to study it, not leave it to chance. If you want to be happy, you got to study happiness. If you want to be wealthy, you've got to study wealth. If you want to be healthy, you got to study health. You can't just hope that things will turn out okay. You can see what hoping does for most people. Most people don't have what they want, and they just keep hoping it'll change. The bottom line for me is I went out and started studying success like a madman. I believe that if you will immerse yourself and focus on anything, you're going to get good at it. And so I decided to get good at understanding how to make my life work. And I went out and read almost 700 books in the area of human development. Everything from your basic positive thinking to your more esoteric forms of change when I thought I was so sophisticated. The point is this. As I read all this material and I listened to tapes constantly in my car, anytime I could, I tried to dump some good stuff into my mind. I went to seminar after seminar after seminar. Many of them were lousy, but my attitude was, hey, if I go to a seminar and all I get is one idea, it's worth my attending. Or if I go to a seminar and all it does is tell me what I already know, but I hear it another time and now maybe by hearing it again, I actually now use it, what a concept, then maybe I can make my life work. And so I went for that strategy that repetition is the mother of skill. And I heard enough, and I read enough, and I watched enough, and I listened enough, and I poured so much good stuff in that you can guess eventually good stuff started coming back out. In fact, within a short period of time, I became totally successful. Now, we all have our own definition of success. But you can guess what mine was back then, growing up pretty poor financially. I mean, the answer was money. I figured, hey, if you make enough money, it'll solve all of life's problems. Is that true? Of course not. But if you make enough money, at least you can arrive at your problems in style. You drive up in your limousine to handle your problem. It's a whole other world. Seriously, my point is this.